More than 13,600 applications for international protection were made here last year. That's up 415% on 2021. That's according to new research by the European Migration Network Ireland. The government has once again warned the state that state accommodation may run out. The cabinet was told the crisis is now so acute that there may be no place to put new arrivals by the end of this week. Ireland is currently accommodating more than 100,000 people between those fleeing Ukraine and international protection applicants. Yesterday, the Dáil heard that illegal checkpoints were mounted by protesters in Drumahaire in County Leitrim on Friday night to try to prevent rumoured asylum seekers from being accommodated in the village. The comment was made by Marion Harkin, independent TD for Sligo Leitrim, and she's joining us now from our Oireachtas studio. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy Harkin, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. So what do you understand happened in Drumahaire on Friday evening?
Well, just to go back a little bit, when the original letter came from the department that 155 IP applicants would be housed in the Abbey Manor Hotel in Drumahaire, the concerned residents of Drumahaire contacted their TDs, myself, Deputy Kenny, attended a meeting. I contacted the minister, spoke about the fact that the infrastructure in Drumahaire was way below par, no community centre, chock-a-block medical centre, school, oversubscribed, all of that, and asked for support, but nothing came back. And then a number of weeks later, rumours started to circulate and tensions were high on Friday night, and some people, I believe, went as far as the roadsides. At that point, the community, the concerned residents of Drumahaire contacted the Gardaí because they were concerned that the situation might spiral out of control because tensions were high. The Gardaí did come. It took them quite a while to get there because I believe there were very few Gardaí in the whole of North Leitrim. But they did come, and the rumours were that a bus was coming. There was no bus, so nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that as of now, the Gardaí have not received evidence to substantiate the assertion that roadblocks were put in place, even though I did receive one or two emails, and certainly there's some comments circulating about it on social media. But I think, Brian, yes?
No, I was just going to, I mean, the plan people were being told was to accommodate, 155 international protection applicants. Now, is that something that can be provided, that accommodation, if it's explained to the community what's involved, if there are reassurance about the supports that will be in place?
Well, just to say before that after the meeting on Sunday with the concerned residents, mm-hmm. we contacted Minister O'Gorman, all three TDs, and all the councillors were there as well. And we asked that there would be a meeting with his team to discuss with the residents their issues. And that meeting happened yesterday evening. And while obviously we don't know any outcomes of it, the issues around planning were raised. But it is really important to say here that the committee have told us that they will be first in line to welcome families and to integrate them as best they can. But there are issues about numbers and whether or not it will be families. And, you know,
is there some distinction between women and children on the one hand and men on the other? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that distinction has been made. They said they will be first in line to welcome families, and that's what they are saying they want to do.
Sorry, but not single men, is that?
That is what they're saying. And one of the issues they're raising is our children first regulations, which apply to asylum centres the same as to any other institution, and that they have no evidence of any kind that those rules, regulations, protections are in place, and that is one of their concerns. But look,
I'm just wondering. Yeah. Does that? I mean, people can understand that concerns would be addressed and questions answered. But can the point be conceded that any community has the right of a veto over who moves into an area?
Look, the minister has made it clear that nobody has the right of a veto. He has made that clear. But he has also said, I believe, according to reports today, that they are running out of accommodation. Mm-hmm. It is worth noting, Brian, that if you look at the whole of North Leitrim, there is not a single hotel available for tourists, for visitors. And the Sunday Business Post, their figures showed last March that 82% of Bord Fáilte registered accommodation in Leitrim was taken up with mm-hmm. refugees. So people do have concerns, okay. and it's important to bring people on board. And I do believe we can find a resolution.
All right, well, no doubt we will be returning to this in the period ahead. But for the moment, Deputy Marion Harkin, thank you very much indeed for that.